Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, 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 everyone. Welcome back. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom, family.
Hallelujah. Hey,
shalom. Shalom, shalom, family.
Hey.
What's up, Judy? Hey, now.
What's up, family?
How's everybody?
Amen.
Hey,
man.
Good.
Real good.
Hey.
Hey,
Sister Mary. Wow. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Awesome.
How you doing?
Shalom.
Hey, hey,
doing well.
Shalom.
Good.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I know,
Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
Yeah, fam.
Wow, fam. Y'all just don't know. It's been bittersweet. But right now, this is sweet. So we just say, hey. Hallelujah, Abba Shalom to the family, Sounds of Living Waters, near and far. We want to thank everybody for their patience. The Lord has really been blessing, and I'm sure you're going to receive the increase of what the Father's been doing with your brethren. So, amen to that. Tonight is the Wednesday night, the middle of the week. The midst of the week.
Amen. Amen.
It's the midst of the week drama. You got your,
come on,
your nation of peace coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. With your brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel. Bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
State
of mind. That's right. That kingdom state of mind. Amen. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Can't wait to get into this drama. Praise be to Father, man. Hey, so we turn it over to our brother, Nehemiah Israel.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. I like to say peace and shalom to everyone at the sound of my voice. Brother Nakomi Swanson, Little Israel of the Nation of Peace Israelites. I think we're getting some kind of feedback. But Minneapolis, Minnesota, we're about to get started, people. We're going to get started with no delay. Do I have a reader?
Amen, bro. I'm here.
Okay, so Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice. I ask that all the brothers and sisters face the east. If it's possible, face the east as is possible. Brother Isaiah is going to bring a reading of his choice, and we're going to get started.
Amen, amen, amen. All praise to the Father. Amen. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or even the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Why, as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepareth the heavens, I was there. When he set compassed upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I was by him, as one brother with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my depths delight were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watcheth daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sins against me wrong, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. The reading was taking place in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 23, verses 2, verses 36. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Elijah, can we get Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, as I start all lessons? Matthew chapter 3, 1 through 3.
Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 3, verses 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Thank you. So we're going to pick this up at verse 2. In saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be preparing people for the kingdom of God and of Christ. So this time is at hand. We're not supposed to be out here bringing a bunch of crazy stuff like that. And we're supposed to be just, I try to stay in line with the former prophets. And I try to remind every lesson I start these things. And it also says in verse 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. This is a clear, agenda-free path. We understand this path that is makes it straight is the law, statutes, commandments of God with the testimony of Jesus Christ. So with that, people, we're going to get started with the lesson. The lesson today is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the numbers. So people, if you have never heard me teach, and that's what I'm saying, I'm more of a teacher than a preacher. I call myself the Bible nerd. That's one of my many nicknames. So the Most High in my ministry has showed me that there is many patterns and many things like that that's in the scriptures, but they all have to do with math, and the math that is using is time. The math that the Bible uses the most is dealing with time. And when you're dealing with the Bible, when you see numbers and things, if you got understanding of time, the two clocks, which is the sun and the moon, and it's usually the two clocks that the Bible is dealing with, and it goes deep. So I'm going to show you through our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that there, everything about them, and mostly everything about the scriptures, has to do with time. And guess what? They're using both. We're going to see that our forefathers are using both clocks. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Matthew chapter 1, verse 17.
The book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away unto Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations.
Stop. So, in the beginning of Matthew, it wants you to start with the generations of Abraham all the way to Christ. Well, people, we're going to go a little beyond that to show you, because there's a whole bunch of, as we're going to learn a little bit today, there's a whole bunch of starting points that God wants to you to start with, if you got understanding. But see, we're saying, he says, so these are the generations of Abraham. Well, people, we're going to bring the numbers ahead. We're going to go ahead of that. We're going to all start at the generations of Adam. So instead of starting at the generations of Abraham, we're going to start at the generations of Adam. And when we go to the generation of Adam, the number's going to come down, and it's going to show you something about what happens when we get to the, it reveals things when we get to the generation of Abraham by the numbers. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis chapter 5:1. Genesis 5:1.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 5:1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them.
Stop. That's all. I just want us to see that these are the generations of Adam. So people, mm-hmm. in the generations of Adam, there from Adam to Ham, who is the last person in this generation, this is the generation before the flood, there are 13 men. And the order of the 13 men is, you start with Adam to Seth to Enos, Canaan, Mahalaleel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Japheth, Shem, and Ham. These are the people in the generations of Adam, people that were before the flood. And when you count that up, it is 13 men. But I understand God's math. God's math, he only counts up to 9 and then he starts all over. So when you actually read this, and it will show it to you, that things are different once you get to Noah. When you read the generations of Adam, when you read all the way up to Lamech, I'm going to show you how it does it with Adam. He said, in verse 3, Adam lived 130 years. So it tells you he lived 130 years. Then he had Seth, and then 800 years he had sons and daughters, and then his whole life is 930 years. But when you get to Noah, it doesn't do that. Because guess what? From Noah and his three sons, they're going to do something different from the first 9 people. The first 9 people are not going to go on the other side of the flood. So it doesn't say all that about Noah. It just tells you about him having sons. And then it later on in later chapters, it finished off his life like it did with the rest of them brothers. But when you come here, it doesn't deal with it, because the first 9 are different than the second 4. So 9 and 4 is 13, but he's starting over again. So it's really going 9 and going 1, 2, 3, 4. But like I'm saying, we're going to deal with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because now we went from this generation, because what we're going to do, we're going to number how many people to get to Abraham. So with that, we got the generations of Adam. Now, let's go into Genesis chapter 11 and 10, Brother Isaiah. Genesis 11 and 10.
Yes, sir. The book of Genesis chapter 11, we'll be picking it up at verse 10. Verse 10. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad.
Okay, now we didn't cross the water. We didn't cross on the other side of the flood, and who the nation of Israel is going to come through is the generations of Shem. So now, before we get to Abraham, we went through the generations of Adam, which was 13, which is the number 4. I want you to pay attention to that number 4. These things are very poignant in this. So in the first generations, all the way up to the people to the first half of the flood, it added up to 13 men. Well, now when we cross the flood, on the other side of the flood, we're going to name the brothers before we get to Abraham. So it is, Arphaxad would be the 14th person, Selah, Eber, T-Leg, Ru, C-Rug, Nahor, and T-Rock. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 13 plus 8 is 21. So what would number would that make our brother Abraham in a line after after Adam? Abraham is the 22nd person. 4. 2 and 2 is what? 4. So when you go through the generations of Adam and when you go through the generations of Shem, they both end with what number? It's 4. But guess what? This number 4, this is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by number. Abraham is a number 4. And we're going to show you that the number 4 is deeply embedded in our brother and our forefather Abraham. Our forefather Abraham is deeply rooted in the number 4. And we're going to show you that the Bible sneaks these things in. Our great father in Christ, they made all these secret things to show you that from the creation, I connect everything with numbers and codes. Because his number 4, guess what? We can use him. We're going to see that the number 1 and 4 and 7, which are the light code, are connected to him. He's a light prophet. He's a light prophet. So if you've been in here with the Bible code, which I'm going to bring a little bit later as we start doing class, start doing more of these shows, I'm going to get into that. But we see that he's the 22nd person. But I'm going to show you, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, So that's from Adam. He's the 22nd person. But guess what? Noah is the 10th person. If you count from Noah to Abraham, guess what you're going to get? He's 13 people from Noah. What is 13? 13 is 4. So you got a starting point that's 1, that's Adam. 10, because I told you God only counts up to 9 and he starts all over again. 10 is really 1. That's why even you can use Adam or you can use Noah and you're still going to have something that comes that's going to line up with the number 4 when you get to Abraham. But we're going to show you something else about Abraham. Brother Isaiah, let's go to Genesis chapter 25 and 7.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 25, verse 7. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 103 years.
Stop. So 103 years is 175. So Abraham died at the age of 175. Well, people, let's just add the numbers together. Let's add the 1, the 7, and the 5. And what number do we get? 1 plus 7 is 8 plus 5 is 13, which is what? 4. So Abraham is the 22nd person from Adam, which is 2 and 2 is 4. He is the 13th, if you want to start at Abraham, if you want to start with everybody that came, that got to go to the other side of the flood, he's a 13. And then when he died at 175, which is what? 13, which is 1 and 3 is 4. But now I told you all these things have to do with time. Now, people, we're going to do a math problem. But we're going to do a math problem from the perspective of a calendar. If you start a calendar on Sunday at point number 1, when you get on the 4th week of the calendar, the week is going to start out with the number 22. So what I want you to do is write down the numbers of the 4th week in a calendar, which would be 22, 20, I'm saying you add all these numbers up, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28. And I'm saying when you do that, saying Brother Job or Sister Ray or Isaiah, somebody tell me what number you get from the fourth week in the calendar from 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28. Can anybody tell me what number did you come up with? No one's done it yet?
Hold on. Someone keeps calling my phone. Hold on. Sister Mary, I know you got it too. Anybody can answer
the question. Adding a fourth week in the calendar starting at 22 through 28.
Is that 13, which is 4?
No, it's what number? You got to come up with the whole number. What number is it?
175.
Thank you.
13.
It came up as 175, which is what the age of Abraham when he died in the fourth week.
Right.
A 4.
Right.
Do y'all think this is just? I'm saying the week start out with what? 22. Abraham is the 22nd person.
Wow.
What?
Then he died at 175, which is what?
Wow.
Amen.
But it's going to go even deeper. Let's show you that this also is time. I want you to take 175 because there's two ways God measures time. He measures time by 7 days or a week or by 30 days a month. The 7 days is the lunar clock. The 30 days is the solar clock. But guess what? We can look, I'm saying 175, a lot of people probably don't know this, but we're going to take 7, I want you to put 7, 175 divided by 7 and tell me what you get.
175 divided by 7?
Mm-hmm.
25.
You know what that makes it? It's that it is the 25th week of the year. 175 is the 25th week of the year.
What?
Yes. 175 is the 25th week of the year. You know why? Because a half a year, it would be what? 26. But I'm going to show you the math in that. Let's show you how I know that this is the 25th week of the year. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5 and 28. See, all of this is math. I'm going to show you all this is math. This 175 is the 25th week of the year. It's all time, people. All of this stuff is time.
Yeah.
So let's get Genesis 5 and 28.
The book of Genesis chapter 5, verse 28. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah.
Now, check this out. So he had Noah at 182. Well, people, I want you to add 175 plus 7, because I told you we're doing this, we go by weeks. So let's take 175 plus 7 and tell me what you get.
182.
Now, divide 182 by 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's a half a year. You got to remember, a quarter of a year, 13 weeks, 26 weeks, 39 weeks, then 52 makes a whole year. So I know this is, so that lets me know that 175 is, when you're dealing with Abraham, is it also represents 25 weeks. And it lets you know that when Moses was born, he represents what? The middle of a year, he represents the middle of a lunar year, because we're going by sevens. This is the middle of a lunar year, or dealing with the moon. It's all time, people. It's all time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dealing with that 4, which is Abraham, but it's also a time period of 25 weeks, which is what? 7, which is a week. 25 is 7. So it's letting you know when we get to him, it's a Sabbath. But it's the 20, I'm saying, but we got here 25 weeks. But let's show you even more, because it's going to show you some more math about this in this four that's wrapped up in him. So let's go into Psalms 119 and 169.
Brother Nakomi, before you go there, I think you have a question. The last four digits is 0485, if you still had a question.
What's that?
Okay. We have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Amen. The last four digits is 0485. Can you hear me? I don't want to give out your whole number. 763 and then 0485. Okay, I guess you answered their question, Nakomi. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to Psalms 119, Brother Isaiah. 119 and 169.
Amen.
You don't have to read. I just want them to see that tile, the Hebrew letter that's above it. Now, that is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So we're still dealing with Abraham. The last letter, the Hebrew alphabet goes up to 22, which Abraham is the 22nd person in from Adam. But guess what this number, this Hebrew letter as a number, is the number 400. So look, everything connected to Abraham, when you deal with him, when you play attention to the numbers that's connected to him, add up to what? They all add up to four. So it lets you know that there's no doubt about it, that Abraham is a four. People, Jesus Christ. So Abraham got a lot of Christ qualities because Jesus is a four. So is King Solomon. King Solomon is also a four. So I want y'all to see this, that how the Bible is written.
Amen.
It's written in time, but it's also written through the alphabet, and all these things have connections. So whoever wrote this has a very, very great mind and uses many, many different things that are, it uses the calendar. It uses the alphabet to bring out all these numbers connected to people. And the biggest thing that it uses through this time is using it through the creation. Now, if you understand the creation, you will understand these numbers. But that's just a little bit of stuff we want to do with Abraham. Let's go into our brother Isaac. And how are we going to find out his number? We're going to deal with the things surrounding Isaac. So, Brother Isaiah, like I'm saying, we're not going to take up a whole bunch of time. But Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis chapter 17 and 1.
Amen.
Genesis 17 and 1. And we're going to brief. Sam, we dealt. I just want to show you a few things about our brother Abraham connected to the four people. I'm just trying to show us that they think these are mythological stories and stuff. But I'm going to show you that we're looking at the elaborate plan of God and the connections, how deep he put these connections on our forefathers with numbers. And it gives you another way and to really pay attention to the scriptures more and more so that you can see these connections that he's trying to show you these things. But let's get this. Genesis 17 and 1. And we just want that one scripture.
The book of Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Stop. So, but this whole situation, God is discussing Isaac. And when God is talking to him about Isaac, he was 99, which is 18 or 9. So So it's eight. It's the number 18. What is 1 and 8, 9? So everything we're going to see when you're dealing with Isaac, it is that you're dealing with the number 9. But this number 9 is connected to another clock. Just like when we did Abraham, we saw that he is connected to the lunar clock or the 7-day clock. Well, when we're dealing with Isaac, we're dealing with a different clock. We're dealing with the 30-day clock for a month or a monthly clock. And how it breaks down its quarters is it goes 30, 60, then 9 or 90. So it breaks it down in that fashion. And we're finna see this is how it breaks down time. So now, Brother Isaiah dropped down to verse 17. Genesis chapter 17 and dropped down to verse 17.
Yes, sir, 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?
Stop. So, see, when he was talking to Abraham about Isaac, he was 99. But when Sarah, but he also tell you, when Sarah have him, how old is she going to be when she have him? 90. Which is what? 9. So whenever you discuss in Isaac, you be dealing with this number 9.
For real, out the womb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Amen, Jew. Amen.
See, Abraham, when he have the child, he going to be 100. But when he discussing him, what age is Abraham? 99. That was his part with Isaac. His mother's part with Isaac is when she have him, that's when she going to be the 9 connected to him. Because the 9 ain't them. The 9 is him. We already seen Abraham's number. Abraham a 4, he's not a 9. So we got to understand that because we're going to see Isaac. Let's go to Genesis chapter 35 and 28.
The book of Genesis chapter 35 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. And the days of Isaac were 104 years.
Stop. 104 years, people, is 180 years. I mean, 180 years, but I'm saying, guess what? 1 and 8 is what? 9. So his whole number is 180, and guess what it has to do with time? Because that's half of a solar year. 180 is a time period. It's half of a solar year. See? All these, our forefathers, our father Abraham represent what? Our father Abraham represents what in time? 25 weeks. Our forefather Isaac represents what? In the solar side, so on the solar side of things, the middle of a solar year. But let's go back to Sarah, people, y'all. Let's go back to Genesis 17 and 17. Let's see what Sarah is. See, now we got to think about this again. 17 and 17.
The book of Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?
Stop. Okay, Sarah is 90 years old. Guess what? Half of 180 is 90. So Sarah, when she had him, represents a quarter of a year. It's a time period. It represents a quarter of a solar year, 90 days. So when you're dealing with him, everything is about the 9. But guess what, people? 9 is the number of the elect, of the wise, and it also represents the end. So the elect and the wise are represented by the number 9. So this should let you know something about our forefather Isaac. He represents the wise, the elect. But let's show you something, that these things are played out in the Hebrew alphabet. Awesome. So let's go to Psalms 119. Let's go to Psalms 119 and 65.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 165.
We don't have to read. We just want to deal with that
okay,
T,
okay.
which is the ninth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. But it's also okay. the ninth. It's not only is the ninth letter, but it's the ninth number. And guess what? And guess what that number represents? That ninth letter is a snake. How about just say what it represents? A snake. Yeah. The ninth letter represents a snake. But I told you that this represents the elect and the wise. But you got to pay attention to scriptures to get it. You say, why would we want to be connected to a snake? Let's go to Matthew's chapter 10 and 16.
The book of Matthew,
you get it, brother?
10, verse.
Okay, go ahead, brother. Matthew 10 and 16.
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves.
What? He tell you to be wise as a what?
Serpents. Snake.
Oh, what is a serpent?
Symbol. The Hebrew symbol.
Yeah, that's right. The nine or snake. He said you're supposed to be wise as a number 9, which is a snake.
Oh, that's interesting.
You got people. We got to remember what did it say about the devil, the serpent, when he was talking to Eve, that he was more what?
Subtle.
Or than any creature, meaning crafty, smart, and he said, and I even read discerning. So. When you come to dealing with that number 9, the snake, he says you got to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. See, you ain't on the, you're saying you harmless, you ain't doing the evil side. You're supposed to be wise. You're supposed to be discerning when you're dealing with this world. That's why he said, I'm seeing you in the midst of wolves. You better think, he said, you were wild as snakes. You better be just as crafty and as wise as they are. So the number of the wise in the elect is what? 9. It even tell you, what does it tell you us in Ezekiel chapter 28? Did it not say that he was wiser than Daniel in chapter 28? See, when you deal, whenever you deal with him, we think of badness about his craftiness. But people, is there something bad about being intelligent if you use it the right way?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Saying. See, we ain't paying attention. You supposed to be smart too. You supposed to be wise also. You supposed to be able to maneuver yourself through things too. Didn't Rahab the harlot lie to her own people? That was being crafty. But she was using that craftiness for good. Didn't our forefather Jacob and his mother use craftiness to get the blessing from Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to get the blessing from Isaac? Didn't they use craftiness to do that?
Big time.
See, people got to learn how to discern the scriptures. So, yeah,
But we gonna show you some more. Let's go to one. Listen, I'm saying we finna show you that God, his numbering system in the alphabet, it goes up to 9, then it starts at 10, and then it goes up to 90. And then it ends at what we showed you earlier, the 4. But I'm finna show you that at the ending of all these, at the end of 9 and then in these things, they all represented by one letter. Let's go into Psalms 119 and 37.
Say that again, bro. You kind of went out of my ear. You said all I heard was Psalms.
Psalms 119 and 137.
Okay, amen.
Yeah, Psalms 119 and 137.
Amen.
Psalms 119 and 137, we don't need to read. We just going to pay attention to, like I'm saying, the 18th letter. Like I'm saying, we saw 9 represents the 9th letter represents a snake. Now, when you go to 137, it represents the 18th letter, which is 9 times 2. It represents the number 90, like Sarah. And what does that – does anybody got a picture of that letter? Guess what that letter also looks like? It looks like a snake curled up. It looks like a snake curled up, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
But that number of that is 90. And guess what it starts with? A T. Guess what, people? The number 9 starts with a T because you go from 1 to 9. And then you go from, when you're doing the Hebrew alphabet, then you go from 10 to 90. It starts with a T. And then let's go back to 119 and 169. Which is 400, which was Abraham. Guess what? When you deal with the 90, it's a T. When you deal with the 9, it's a T. When you deal with the 90, it's a T. And when you deal with the end of the alphabet, it is a what? A T. So what I want you to do, people, all these T's, I want us to add them up. I want you to add the number 9 plus 90 plus 400 and tell me what you get. Somebody let me know. 9 plus 90 plus 400.
499.
And you add that up. If you add just the numbers, what number will you get?
Oh, after the 499,
add 2 9s and a 4, what do you have?
22, which is 4.
No, 4. 4. You go back to Abraham. See that?
Yes.
Because all these things reflect. You got to remember, Jesus Christ is the number 4. So all of these things is going to, that number 4 is always going to lead back to Jesus. And if you deal with the scriptures and you keep dealing and you keep listening, the number 4 do more than anything. But everything ends up in 4s and 9s because 4s and 9s represent a jubilee. 4 and 9 represents a jubilee.
Wow.
Or 7 times 7. Or 7 times 7. That's why the Bible is full of 4s and 9s. If you pay attention, it lines things up to be 4s and 9s. That's why when I took you to the generations of Adam, it's got from
there
Lamech.
It is.
It got from Adam to Lamech is the number 9. What? Noah and his sons, what, they are 4 more people. You got 9, and then you got 4 more people. What's that? That's 94 or 49. So I was trying to show you that. 49. So people, what the Most High is trying to get me to show you, that this Bible, it's not no story. It ain't just about no stories. This is a very elaborate plan, which he's giving me the opportunity to show you through time, math, and through the alphabet, and also through the creation. Because we even went, I'm saying, we went through a calendar. We showed you the fourth week. What did it add up to? 175. I'm saying all these things, which is what, 4. Guess what, people? On the fourth day in the creation, Jesus took over this whole situation. So the number 4 is deeply embedded. But guess what? It goes off from the creation. Jesus, what? He was in the tribe of Judah, the fourth tribe. He died, what, on the 13th? At, you know what I'm saying? He died on the 13th. Is what, 4? 1-3 is 4. So he's showing you. Then we took all these numbers that show you the whole alphabet because it's 22 numbers, letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Well, guess what? The number 22 we saw earlier, 22 starts what? The fourth week. The fourth week starts with what? The number 22, which is 4. So when you add the end of the Hebrew alphabet, when you add all the nines, and then that second part is 4 because everything he's trying to make it reflect 4 and 9. Well, is he trying to reflect 4 and 9, which is 7 times 7, which is a going into a jubilee, which is 50. But guess what? When you get to that 50, you got, and saying, when does it start? It started at 49 at sundown. So we got to understand that. He's trying to show us this in time. And even through that, you're going to go through what? Sevens. You're going to go through sevens. Now I'm saying I got lessons later. I can show you how that's supposed to work. So this is the reason that he has the wave offering starting when it does, because it's going to line up perfectly for the numbers to land in a certain way. But with that, people, I'm saying we ain't going to be much longer. We're going to deal, like I said, we're dealing with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, let's deal with Jacob by the numbers, people. What I'm saying, let's Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis 47 and 28. Genesis 47 and 28.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 47, and we're picking up at verse 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years.
Stop. Okay, people. Most people will read this and wouldn't pay no attention. No, Jacob, he died at 147 years, right? So Jacob, guess what I'm saying? So let's add the 1, the 4, and the 7. 1, 4, and 7, what number you get? You get the number 12. But then you got to think about who is Jacob.
Amen.
He's the father of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Amen.
Oh, y'all think that 147 was just a number that they just okadokly put in there? But guess what else this? Guess what else this 147 is? It's a time period. It's also time. So, people, let's show you what it is. Take the number 7, because measuring by weeks is sevens. Take 7 into 147. What do you get? It represents what? 21 weeks. But it also reflects the 12 tribes or Jacob, because 12 is what? 1 and 2 is 3. And then you 7 into 147 is 21, which is what? 3. So Jacob, our father Jacob, represented a time period. He represented 21 weeks. Our brother Abraham, our forefather Abraham, represented what? He represented 20. Let's see, let's go back there. Let's see, our father Abraham, he represented 25 weeks. And then our father Isaac represents what? He was on the solar clock. See them? Saying Jacob and Abraham was on the solar clock. 125 weeks, 121 weeks. And then our forefather Isaac, he was on the solar clock. He represented a half a year. But let's go deeper. I'm going to show you that this is a code, the codes, one of the codes that we're going to deal with our father Jacob. But like we've seen our father Jacob, that 147, this is no mistake, it adds up to 12. And what is Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel? Then 147 is also the 21st week in the year. So it's also a time period. All of them are time periods. Every last one of our forefathers was a time period. You can connect them to the calendar, either by 30s or by 70s. But let's, Brother Isaiah, stay in the same chapter. I'm going to show you that the Bible be trying to trick us and pay attention to the numbers. And people don't know how to look for the numbers. But guess what? I'm going to show you a code right in front of your face that God's going to show you about our brother Jacob, and it's going to add up to the number 12, or it's going to be in a vibration of the number 3. But, Brother Isaiah, go to Genesis 47 and 9. We're already in 47. We want to deal with the number 9. We want to deal with verse 9.
Yes, sir. The book of Genesis chapter 47, verse 9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days.
Stop. So he said the days of his pilgrimage is 130 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's you take the zero off. That's 1 and 3. That equals 4. So I want you to remember the 4, because we're going to see a code, and we're going to go through 2 more other of our forefathers to show you that this code is a father code that represents fathers. It even represents the Father God, because 1 and 2, because the number 12, 1 and 2, ain't number 1 and 2, which means, if you know Hebrew, the first 2 letters of the Hebrew alphabet is Abba. So 1 and 2 only mean father. That's why I'm saying these are father codes. When you see somebody with the number 3 all over them, they are father. So this is a father code. This is an Abba code. So, okay, now go back to Genesis 47 and pick it up at 28 again.
The book of Genesis chapter 47 verses 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole
Stop. See, most people don't know what to look for, but I do. He said 17 years. So if you take that 17, you add them together, what number do you get? 1 and 7 equals 8. Read on.
So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years.
Okay, so we already know that that's a 12. Well, we're going to call it, but God don't count up to that. He starts over. So we're going to say that's a 483. So that's a 483 code. But guess what I'm saying? But okay, now you see this number is 483 or 4812, but it's 483. Let's show you somebody else that's got this on them also. And then we're going to see what this 483, it only represents the number 12. Let's go into Genesis chapter 5 and 3.
The book of Genesis chapter 5, pick it up at the verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own life.
Stop. Adam lived 130 years. Stop. Okay. That's just like Abraham. Just put a 4. Okay. That's a 4. Read on.
And begot a son in his own likeness, and after his image, and called his name Seth.
Read on.
And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years.
Stop. And 800. I'm saying 800, which is what? 8. Read on.
And he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Stop. 930, which is what? 93 is 12, but we just going to call it 3. Guess what? Adam is just like Jacob. 483.
That was fun,
but,
Jake.
But guess what this number represents? It represents 12, or everybody remember, what was Jay-Z's record album he put out last year? What was that album called? 4-4-4. 483 represents 444 is what? 4 plus 2 is what? 8 plus 3 is what? 12. 444 4 8 12 444 a 483 is a 444.
It's nothing but the number 12.
Amen. But guess who? But we finna show you somebody else that all the, and that's a father. Cause look, Adam, he was the father of all of us. So he's an Abba. The three code, he ends, like I said, he's a 483 and it ends with the number 12, and then just like the father, Abba. But let's show you somebody else that's this. And we're going to have time with it. Let's go into Deuteronomy 34 and 7.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 7.
34 and 7.
All right.
Sorry about that.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eyes were not dim, nor his natural force abated.
Stop. He was 120 years old, so we already can see that, that's a 12, right? Take the 0 off, that's a 12, which is a 3. But guess what that also is? I told you it deals with time.
Wow.
120, that's 4 months. That's the fourth month in a solar year. See that, people? 120
Do
days.
That again. No. Pull that out of Moses again. Do that solar month again out of Moses. Hold that. One more.
What's
verse
that, seven. Sir? 37.
That's solar month.
That's a solar month. Fourth in the solar month. Because you go by 30, 60, 90, 120.
There it is. Yep. Okay.
I'm saying,
I see it.
And his, and his ending number, I'm saying, guess what? 12 is what? 3.
Yep.
Brother Joe. What tribe is Moses in?
Levi.
Levi.
Which is the what?
Third tribe.
Thank you. She always keeps.
Yep.
But we're going to get to 483 that he just like Jacob and he just like Adam. Brother Joe, how old was Moses when he left Egypt?
80.
No, left.
40.
How old was he when he came back?
80.
And then he died at
120. 483.
That
is. Ooh. Yep. That's a witness. That's two witnesses.
Do y'all see the time? Do you see he's using time from the sun and from the lunar connected to our forefathers? Can y'all see this clearly?
Wow.
In the alphabet and then through your tribe and everything, all connected to the creation.
Amen.
So we got to understand that. So now that we understand this, I want us to break down the numbers in a lunar year and in a solar year. I'm saying we got two. I'm saying all we're going to do is two little math things, and then we're going to be done. Like I said, I'm not trying to hold for the, coming back to hold people up for no long time. So we're going to write out, we're going to break down a solar year and a lunar year in quarters. So how you break down a solar year, that's easy. You write down the number 90. Then halfway would be 180. Then 75% of that year would be 270. And the end would be 360. That's a lunar year. And all of them with the 90 is what? 9. 118, 9. And then 270, 9. And 36 is 9. So the end, we want 360, which equals the number 9. Now let's do a lunar year. A lunar year by quarters is done by 91. So first quarter will be 91. Second quarter will be 182. 75% of a lunar year would be 273, and a whole year would be 364. Now, if we add the, when we already did the 190, it equals 9. Now, let's take 364 and add them together. 3, I'm saying that would be 9 plus 4 equals 13, which is what? A lunar year equals 9, and a solar year, a moon year, lunar year equals 4. Then I say everything is ends up being 49 or 94 or Jubilee. So now that we know how to break them down, we got one more thing we're going to do. I want you to take the 91 of a lunar year and add 90 of how you break quarters in a solar year, and I want you to add 91 into 90 and tell me what number do you get.
Is that 181?
Guess what, people? That is the 181st day, which is the first day of the seventh month, the
wow.
Memorial of Blowing Trumpets.
Oh, that's
true. That's
the
truth.
Wow.
If they're saying
break
the lunar
down,
plus
Jake.
The lunar plus the solar brings you to the Memorial of Blowing Trumpets. I thank you for your time, and I hope you get some understanding in Jesus' name. I hand things off to Brother Job and Sister Rayu. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Amazing. Amen.
Man.
Absolutely.
Man, that constitutes the A. That's signed, sealed, and delivered. You can't go off a lunar calendar and then run with a 180.
Mm.
Wow. Cause you're gonna come up 177.
I love these math classes.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Welcome back, Brother Nehemiah.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you, Sister Mary, and I thank you for the lovely Bible you and Sister Denise gave me. I'm glad that y'all even had me in your mind to even think of them like that. That was a lovely gift. You gave me a Bible with the apocrypha in it, and I'm going. You know, I really cherish that. I thank you very much for that, you and Sister Denise.
Oh, you're more than welcome, honey. Welcome. More than welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any more questions, comments, testimonies?
Man, hey, Jew, first and foremost, I want to thank the Father for that wonderful lesson that he allowed you to bring forth. Man, I was just listening to it, and it just kept coming back, 147, 147, 147. And it just coming back to the 12 tribes, which is the light of the earth, the word, the sun and the moon, and the sun on the Sabbath, the spirit. It just coming back, 147, 147. That was a wonderful lesson, man. Oh my God, that was great. Our forefathers are so blessed by the God of Israel that you know what? It's this conversation. Deuteronomy chapter 36 and, no, 32. 32 and 8. He said, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he had separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. There it is. Everything you spend, Jack, right there. That's the law.
Which is time. He's insane. He showed us through all those forefathers that they're all connected to time.
Great precept, Jew. Hallelujah. Amen. Another chapter for that book of Bible code. Amen.
Any more comments, testimonies?
I really like how you broke this stuff down, man, with the Hebrew alphabet. Is that a proper way of saying that?
Yes, sir.
And definitely, you know what I'm saying, and definitely, you know, how you use the serpent and how you put that serpent thing together. You know what I'm saying? It's like, for example, like subtle. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was more subtle, like saying more intelligent or more wiser. There's nothing wrong with that, but it all depends on how you use it. You know, and I really enjoyed how you brought that situation up with Isaac and his mother. You know, that was cunning, but it was done in righteousness because he needed to get that blessing. So, you know, so throughout the whole thing, that's the part that I really appreciated and really, really, really enjoyed, to see that there's nothing wrong with the things that the books say, but it all depends on if you do it in righteousness. Because if it's done in righteousness, then why would it be a curse? Why would it be abased? Why would it be abhorred? You know what I'm saying? If it's done in righteousness, it's accepted. If it's not done in righteousness, then of course, you know, it's going to be wicked, and then you can be considered that other type, which is wickedness. So all together, bro, I thought it was a pretty amazing lesson, man. You know, definitely with those numbers. But in all, bro, I guess not the lesson. I thank the Father for putting on your heart to bring it to the Blog Talk Show tonight. Good to hear your voice. It's been 2 months. I hope God bless you to keep going forward. Now you're the mic.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I understand, man. I just thank the Most High that He even allowed me to even see these things and bring these things forth. I don't even understand how I came to where I come to see these things, but He brings them forth. But I'm glad you got something out of it and understand that being smart, being cunning, you can also do that in a righteous manner. As He, like I said, everything written for time was written for our learning. So I pay attention to some people think they're being sneaky or something, but they did that in trying to get the job done, trying to get what's done that was supposed to be done. So with that, I yield the mic.
Amen.
Any comments or any testimonies? If not, Brother Joe, Sister Rhea, do y'all have any announcements?
Man, I'm still feasting off that last drama you just dropped, Jack. Oh, man, I'm going to be listening to this all. Man, tomorrow evening is our brother Isaiah Brown. Tomorrow evening. Cuckoo! That's what's up, Jew. Tomorrow evening, 7:00 p.m., you're going to have our brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class right here at Sound of Living Waters. Welcome back, Carter. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And the Father's so merciful. So I'm pretty sure, I guess you guys want to hear the name of the precept tomorrow. Grace and peace, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Isaiah. And the name of the precept that, through the grace of God, we're able to see it, what we're going to be dealing with is called, Did Jesus Contradict the Enemy Rule?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you got brothers that don't deal with the New Testament because...
No. Say that again, man. No, say that again.
Okay.
Say that again.
It's, all right, amen. It's called, Did Jesus Contradict the Enemy Rule?
Okay. I just want to answer it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to be tight. It's a nice flip to this lesson. Because, you know, you got brothers who don't deal with the New Testament because it's love your enemies. But, you know, but they'll deal with the Old Testament because it gives you, you think you have room to hate your enemies. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is that a lot of, some people might throw the New Testament away because they think it's contradicting the Old Testament. But it's not. Stay tuned in, Lord, for tomorrow. We're going to see how it's not. And how it's impossible for Jesus to contradict himself. So that's all I'm saying.
Amen.
I'm not saying nothing else.
Amen.
Because I've been dealing with this priest for 2 weeks now. And I'm ready to get this started.
Amen. Well, I just want to say I'm glad to hear you, brother.
Oh, amen.
And welcome back all of y'all. You too, Brother Joe.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Hey, I just want to say, everybody's back. And the Father's merciful because we're all here. Hey, you know what I mean?
Amen. Yes, sir.
On top of the grass and in the Word and getting into some serious drama. Love, brother. Oh, my God. Phenomenal lesson.
Amen.
So you want to be here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. With our brother Isaiah Brown with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. and Brother Natomi, you have any closing comments, man? You what kind of icing you going to put on top of this case?
So you never know, man. I just, I hope we pay attention to the Most High's word and understanding that this thing is way deeper than people say mythological stories and why we still trying to have these morals and things from this book. But I like the way the Most High, I hope you understand and see that he showed you that this is an elaborate plan, that this is very more intricate than some kind of mythological story. And he's dealing, I hope you see, that he's dealing through us with everything he's given us. He's dealing with us through the alphabet. I know some of us don't want to deal with the Hebrew alphabet. He's dealing us with what? Calendar, time, and math. So our God is a God of education. He's a God
Amen.
Of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So I hope we get that and keep looking and read and be a very attentive reader when we read in this and understand that there is way more going on. I always find it. You know why? Because I believe something's there.
Hmm.
That's all I say. I believe something's there. The world don't think nothing there. I believe something's there. So just like he revealed it to me, he's going to reveal it to everyone else that's genuinely and sincerely believe that he exists and believe that there's something in his word. With that, I yield to my.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Solid.
Solid. Too much salt.
That's right. Mind power. I mean, to the 10th power, they trying to free your mind, teach you how to count for real.
Amen.
You know, hey, teach you how to use that calculator for the gospel, Jack.
That's right.
Man, that was
Amen.
Awesome. Ah. Man, that's all in there. Damn, you touched down with the Jubilee. Oh my God, with that 180, how you missed that memo? That's because you're not paying attention to the wave offering. Thank you for bringing that honorable mention. If you ain't keeping the wave offering, you're gonna miss it every time.
Amen.
Amen to that, Jew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, everyone, we want to thank everybody for your time. We hope, and Sister Mary, I myself, I want to thank you for my book, birthday you gave me for my birthday.
Oh, me too.
You guys are more than welcome. We can't afford to get you guys no cars or nothing, so we thought and we got y'all the best thing that we could think to give you guys. The word of God.
But see, y'all, what I'm saying is y'all, it wasn't about what we spent. It was the content. You know what I mean? The Apocrypha with the King James was beautiful.
Oh, hey.
Can I say something about that? All moist on the inside. I was all dewy'd up.
Can I say, can I say something about that, too?
Denise appreciates you guys, and I do, too. We love you guys.
Amen. Praise be the Lord. Hey,
can I say something about
that,
too?
Y'all can show people that the Apocrypha is part of the Bible.
Oh, amen. Amen to that.
Amen. I want to say something, too. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, it was a great present. You know what I'm saying? And very, you know what I'm saying? I'm honored to have that gift. But, you know, but the biggest thing, you know, that I got out of that gift opening is responsibility. You know what I'm saying? It gave me responsibility. That means I can't fuck around. Well, excuse my language.
Amen.
Mess around. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we just could have got an amen, good job, brother. But to, you know, to put what you had together and to give the brothers a book, you know what I'm saying, me, Nicole, Job and stuff like that, you know, for me personally, it shows me that I have a job to do. You know, and the Lord has blessed us and blessed you guys enough to have faith in us, you know, and to come on a blog talk show and to participate, or even Brother Peter that's out there in Israel. A lot of people, through the grace of God, is really looking at the things we put on the table and are actually encouraged by it, and they believe in us. So when I got that book, it made me feel like I can't mess up. I got to do the best I can to make sure I give the Father 100% at all times. So it was a great gift, but it also showed me that I also have a great responsibility that I need to take hold on to until it's time for me to sleep with my Father or run fast forward to the wilderness. So I really appreciate it, and I get a mic with that.
Amen, brother. Amen. Denise, I hope you heard that.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Denise. I love you.
We love you, too.
Amen.
Oh, you
too much is given, much is required. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, too. So, everybody, please read your Bible. Read it. There's so much inside of it. It's not put together like a man. A man didn't come up with this. A man couldn't have came up with that code. We're not inside the scriptures, lining up the prophets and the elders according to the birthday and the month. A man did that.
Really?
Really? Okay. thank you, Father, for that laugh. Because when somebody sit up and say a man wrote that Bible, that's all you can do is laugh.
Yeah.
You have no understanding. Wow. Amen, Jew. You can catch our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Lil Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m., bringing that Nation of Peace out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom
state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind, everybody. that kingdom state of mind. You got a dose of it tonight, that's for sure. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We're hoping to see you again tomorrow at the same time, same Hebrew channel, tomorrow evening. So, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, do what?
Read
your Bibles, people. Time appointed. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. Love you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.